This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a stronger India-Indonesia strategic partnership, saying it will contribute not only to the prosperity of the two nations, but also to the regional and global peace and stability. Addressing the Indonesian Parliament in Jakarta, Mr. Modi said, India follows the path of development and not expansionism.
Bharat vistarvad nahi, vikasvad ki niti par chalta hai, aur isliye hum Bharat mein kehte hain, sabka saath, sabka vikas. Aaj main yahi mantra, yahi bhavana lekar इंडोनेशिया के आप सभी सांसद सदस्यों के बीच आया हूं भारत और इंडोनेशिया के बीच समुद्र ताजा भविष्य का केंद्र है
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन इंडिया एंड इंडोनेशिया इज सेंचुरीज ओल्ड एंड शेयर्स सिमिलर डेमोक्रेटिक वैल्यूज म्यूचुअल ट्रस्ट एंड अ कॉमन विजन फॉर द फ्यूचर Mr. Modi also stressed on expanding cooperation in digital public infrastructure, including UPI, artificial intelligence, education, startups, and innovation to benefit people in both the countries. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta. The two leaders also witnessed the exchange of memoranda of understanding aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. Mr. Modi was conferred Indonesia's highest civilian honor, the Bintang Adipurna of the Republic of Indonesia, by President Prabowo Subianto during a ceremonial event. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that ethanol blending program is a scientifically proven initiative that has delivered significant economic and environmental benefits. Addressing the Viksit Bharat Conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari defended the center's ethanol blending program, asking critics to show even one vehicle with issues due to the mixed fuel. He asserted that no such incident has taken place. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that domestic petrol and diesel prices are expected to move in a positive direction if international crude oil prices remain stable or decline. Addressing the Viksit Bharat Conclave 2026 in New Delhi, the minister expressed confidence that the outlook for consumers remains favorable as global oil and gas supplies continue to expand. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that the India-Bahrain cooperation continues to deepen. Dr. Jaishankar concluded his two-day visit to Bahrain last evening. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar had an audience with Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa in the presence of Crown Prince and Prime Minister Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa. During these meetings, the External Affairs Minister conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and reaffirmed India's commitment to further deepening the long-standing and friendly bilateral partnership with Bahrain. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, conducted searches at 5 premises in and around Kolkata in connection with alleged dishonest financial dealings, unlawful collection of money and routing of suspected funds through certain bank accounts of the All India Trinamool Congress, AITC. The searches are being carried out at premises linked to the private firm Carewell Group of Companies operating in the aviation sector, its directors and one purported electoral trust. In Keralam, 3 people were killed in a landslide at the tunnel construction site near Kalladi in Meppadi, Wayanad, following heavy rainfall yesterday. 9 workers who were trapped underground were rescued and shifted to the Government Medical College Hospital, Meppadi. 6 others remain missing and are feared trapped beneath the debris. Rescue operations are continuing with teams from the fire and rescue services and disaster response agencies. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, and Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh for the next 3 to 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.